I had like carte blanche. I could go and take anything I want, bring back whatever I played that I didn't think I was going to play again, and just keep going. And they would basically order a few extra copies if it got played, because they knew there would be this run on that 12 inch or whatever it was. My wife, who grew up in Windsor, told me that what they would do, what she and her friends would do, is they'd get off school, high school, at noon or 1 o'clock on Fridays, and they would get in the car and they would go through the tunnel and they would drive to Ann Arbor to go to school kids. And somebody would be in the backseat writing down the names of the songs and deciding who was going to buy what. And they would get all the way to school kids at like, 2:30 in the afternoon. And then I get off here at 3:00, and they would just, go into school kids, and then they go, want this. And they would basically, it was just like a menu. They had a menu of what they wanted to buy. And at one point I tried to never play the same song 2 weeks in a row, because it just seemed like it was overplaying something. But I try to put the playlist out every week, put that in the stores, in Dearmore Music and Off the Record and Sam's Jams and those kind of places, so that people would know what I played if they heard it but weren't able to write it down.